Well, good morning, good morning, good morning. Before I begin my message for the morning, one quick logistical thing. I know some of you are trying to register for the 2-for-1 special ACN is running right now. If you pre-register for the September conference, not only do you get the conference for $29, but you will have access on Saturday, July 10th to watch a rebroadcast of the one that we just had. So you're getting both for $29, which is pretty awesome. Now, that gives you either the opportunity to watch it yourself or, much more exciting, I would recruit some people and invite them to watch it with you so that they can access that training and not have to wait till September for a founder training. With that being said, there is one little IT issue that the company should hopefully have fixed today, but you may notice if you go in your back office to pre-register that it is showing the old event. So I'm going to tell you exactly how you can pre-register. Go to acncompass.com, acncompass.com. You'll click on events, and then when you go to the event, you'll see the 2-for-1 special. Do not hit the green button in the middle of the screen. There is a blue button in the top right that will let you register. And I know that's a lot of instructions, but I'll tell you one more time. Right now, until it's fixed, go to acncompass.com. Click on the event, and do not use the green button in the center. Use the top right corner blue button, and it will shoot you through. $29, 2-for-1, bada boom, bada bing. That's the instructions. So now let us begin today. I am so excited to share this message with you and tell you how much today will matter to you for years and years and years. And I'm going to give you a little background of what inspired this phone call. So back in 2009, on a Sunday morning, my family and I went to church, and in from church came someone from a program called Compassion International. If you're not familiar with it, Compassion International is a program that will allow you to sponsor children out of severe poverty and change their life. And the woman who came to speak at our church had actually been through the program. It was really amazing. And when she talked about her life, and she had saved every letter her sponsors had written her, because you can write back and forth with the kids, and talk about all the things that happened, I was so moved, and we walked out into the lobby of the church and immediately sponsored a couple kids. And since 2009, I have steadily always sponsored children through this program. Even sponsored some kids who finally aged out of it. And it's remarkable. I'm not here to plug the charity. There is a reason I'm telling you this. But honestly, for $38 a month, you can completely change someone's life, give them food, clothing, medical services, everything that they need. And it's incredible. So how is this all tying back? I'm getting there, I swear. So last Tuesday, I interviewed for a women's leadership program I'm running. I interviewed someone who had graduated from the program, and she talked about how when it was a really great day, she got rice and soy sauce if they got any food at all, and how she remembers being young and having no food and all the things that they went through, and then someone sponsored her. And it's just so moving, and she changed her whole life, got an education, came to the United States, is a physical therapist, and now goes around speaking on behalf of the program because of what it did to her. And I thought, holy smokes, the butterfly effect. So in 2009, someone took the time to walk into the church, and not only did we sponsor kids for the last however many years that is, but so many other people in the church did. And then from there, we're bringing people out awareness to the program, and then there comes this woman, and now people will sponsor, and it keeps going and going and going. And just think about the kids that are being saved from these horrible circumstances all around the world. Because in 2009, somebody came in, and think about the difference she made. So how does this tie into you and how today matters? Because today, you get to make a decision. See, you are lucky. If you are listening to this call, you live in the United States, and we are extraordinarily privileged. And yes, there's lots of controversy about our country and this and that, but let's be serious. People are dying to get into this country, literally, because this is a place where you can have anything if you're willing to work for it. That's the truth. And you not only are in this country and healthy, you have a phone, you're on this call, and you own a business which, if you want to, can set your family completely free or at least give you some serious financial comfort or padding in your life. And you get to decide today, like you do every day, but today I want you to think about what the long-term decision does, what the long-term impact does. What happens if you pick up the phone or don't pick up the phone today? Because, see, just like that woman back in 2009, you can pick up the phone, and I'm going to tell you all the crazy things that can happen. So you may pick up the phone to introduce someone to this business, and they could say yes, or they could say no, right? Well, you think if they say no, nothing happens, but that's not true. Because if they say no and you move forward, you are building character. You are building strength. You are demonstrating to yourself, your spouse, and your children that you have vision, that you don't quit, that you are someone who stands for greatness in the family, that when you have a dream, you hang on to that dream and you just don't roll over and do nothing if somebody says no to you. Plus, guess what? Somebody can say no to you, and that can change. As a matter of fact, as we did the roll call this morning, I heard Nancy Holzman call in, and I remember in 1996, I asked her sponsor to come look at ACN. He said no and became a phone customer for me. And over the years, I asked and asked and asked. I wasn't obnoxious, but when there was a big event or a big announcement, I'd circle back. And the answer was no, 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 no. And then the real estate market crashed. And then fast forward a few years, he finally said yes. And the first person he introduced me to was Nancy Holzman, who went RVP in under a year and is an incredible leader in this team. So what is that ripple effect look like? Now, let's talk about some other great stories that we have. Jim Lambright tried to recruit Donna Perkins over and over and over and over and over again. And she said no. At one point, she even said to him, if you bring this up again, you will end our friendship. Well, she's an RVP today, so we all know how that went. So what is it when someone says no that has value? I think the most important piece of it is that you decide who you are going to be in the world. You decide who determines your destiny. You make a decision when someone says no, if they chip away at your potential, if they chip away at your destiny, if they chip away at everything your family deserves, or if you're just stronger than that and you're just going to let that no go. Because it may stay a no, and the odds are decent it won't stay a no if you stay around long enough. But either way, does that one person take away everything that you stand for yourself, for your spouse, for your kids, for your grandkids one day? They get to determine that? No. And when you use that no as a way to be stronger, what are you teaching everyone around you? See, we've all been taught over and over and over again, you are the five people you hang out with. Well, guess what? You're somebody else's five. Think about that for a minute. So somebody else has you as one of their five people. It's somebody you care about, clearly, if you're in their circle of five. And if you become the five people that you hang out with, they become who they hang out with. So what are you teaching them about life, about persistence, about dreaming, about raising the standard for what's possible, especially in a country like this with a business like this? Now let's go to the other side. What if, let's just get crazy, the person says yes? Oh my God. Then what? Well, what happens then? What do you tell yourself then? Who do you become in that moment? How do you rub off on everybody else all day? When someone gets started, how does that affect you? How does that affect the team? When somebody goes ETL quickly and they hit a bonus, how does that story help you, help them, help their family, help people sideline, help people on the Sunday night Zoom? What's the ripple effect of that? And then what if you recruit somebody who recruits somebody who recruits somebody who recruits somebody and a stud shows up? What about that? What happens there? See, I got rejected by pretty much everybody in my personal life when I got started in ACN. To this day, my brother never has seen a presentation. To this day, the maid of honor at my wedding has never seen a presentation. Everybody said no to me. It was crazy. But I kept talking to people because I wanted it really badly, really, really badly. And I talked to a stranger on a train who gave me the number when I asked for it, because I had to ask for it, of her brother who tried to sell everything. And 20 levels later came Regional Vice President Platinum, Matt Williams. And go down another 20 levels deep, somewhere on my 40th level, came Regional Vice President Jim Lambright. And after that came his friend who told him no, God knows how many times, Regional Vice President Donna Perkins. Now, think of all the people in those organizations of those three regional vice presidents. See, if I had rolled over and quit, then what happens to their families? And if you're not in that organization, but you've been on a Monday night training, then you get to learn from Donna Perkins. And why? Because nobody gets to take your dream away. See, what you don't know is when someone's going to say yes. What you don't know is if you open your mouth and you ask for a referral, like I did on that train that day, who that person knows, who's in their phone, who wants to make money, who's looking to diversify, who's tried a home-based business before, who sold jewelry, makeup, this, that, vacuum, whatever the heck it is. Who knows somebody? You don't know. And what you can't understand, if you don't step back, and I want you to step back, is that what you do today will impact your family, will impact your soul and the way you feel, will impact the person or people that you're one of their five, and if it goes right, could literally impact hundreds and thousands of families. See, somewhere there is a family who's struggling because of the pandemic, and all they need to be okay is a couple $100 a month. And they're wondering if they're going to make it. They fell backwards. They got behind during 2020. And somebody that you know, or you even may know them directly, has not talked to them. You could talk to somebody who talks to somebody who lets somebody keep a roof over their head, who lets somebody not get evicted, who saves somebody's family. You could talk to somebody who talks to somebody who talks to someone, and you know what? All they've ever wanted to do is take their parents on a trip while their parents are alive and healthy. And because you had a conversation down the road, that family that doesn't even know you exist right now gets to go ahead and take their parents on that trip. That person gets to go ahead and take their kid to Disney. There are people who just would do anything to be in a better position right now and be able to do something. And you are walking around with the miracle and the answer to all of their prayers. And the question is, will you open your mouth today? Will you talk to people today? Every day that you don't, there are lives everywhere that are not getting the gift of what we have. There are people who would love to be in ACN just to get on phone calls 3 days a week where someone gets them to think big because they're sure not getting it at work. There are so many things that this company has to offer. Friendship, inspiration, money, the just opportunity to change everything and work for yourself. It's all here. And you can become an SVP. You can go for the whole thing. But even if you don't, even if you just want to make some extra money and get your services for free, put away a little money, knock out some debt, put away something for your kids' college fund, there are people that you will impact forever. If you don't know, my sponsor quit ACN before I became successful. My sponsor's sponsor quit ACN before I became successful. There are many people who will quit along the way. Now, I still often reach out to him and tell him how much he changed my life. And I have a former mentor that was between me and Orrin Solomon. And he made a huge difference in my ACN career. And every year at the holidays, I call him and say, I want you to know, even though you're not in this company anymore, my life is forever changed because of the time you invested in me. So today, please don't be selfish. Please think about everyone you impact when you make a decision whether to pick up the phone. Today is June 30th. We have amazing promotion running. You can absolutely get a presentation done today. If you don't know where to get somebody in front of a presentation and you want to make those phone calls, just contact your upline and say, hey, can I either do a Zoom meeting or invite my friends to a Zoom meeting you're already doing? Because I can tell you all the leaders have Zooms booked. I've got them booked all day and all night. There are lots of meetings for you to plug people in. Your mentor can help you. They will help you. They want to help you. And my final thought for you as we wrap up today is this. Thank God somebody talked to me. And I will tell you that the person who originally talked to me, I chased him around trying to get information about ACN, and he didn't follow through. And I literally found someone else who was in ACN and got sponsored by somebody different who brought me the information. And I'm so grateful every day because my entire life, every aspect of it, not just financially, spiritually, my marriage, the way my son's growing up, everything is different. What if somebody 10 levels above me never picked up the phone? I can't even stand the thought of it. So be great for yourself today. Be great for your family today. Be great for the person who you're in their five and you represent everything to them. And be great for the families that you will impact when you don't quit, the families that you don't even know yet. So knock yourself out. Make some calls today. Don't text them. Reach out to people and share with them and invite them to learn more. Have an outstanding day. Thanks for spending a few minutes with me. Take care.